Welcome to the third hour of the Lori and Julia show here on MyTalk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. We're streaming live. We're doing Everything Entertainment at MyTalk107.1.com. I am Holly. I am sitting in for Lori and for Julia today. They are currently somewhere in the skies. I hope they're somewhere in the skies. They were diverted to Fargo, North Dakota because they were trying to fly back here to Minneapolis. And oops, that really didn't work out too well for them now, did it? Now, I can update you on Lori and Julia. There is a photo of the two of them on their social media accounts in the cockpit of a flight, giving the thumbs up. Now, you can read into that what you will. Well, that's just perfect. They're trying to make their way back to Minnesota. Just like many of you listening, they are stuck. So yeah. I don't know if they're flying or not. Donnie, did you don't know?
No, I haven't heard anything in an hour.
We haven't heard from anything in an hour.
I mean, maybe that's a good sign if we haven't heard from them, because once you're in the air, you can't.
Right.
You can't text.
Right.
So maybe that's a good sign.
But you should check out their social media account. It's quite an adorable picture.
Speaking of Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should, as we're calling Lori and Julia's trip, L.A. to Fargo. And back again.
And so
we thought we'd have some fun with the movie Fargo, where we recall those wonderful over-the-top accents they did. And I want to make sure this is the right clip that I want to play from Fargo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Computer's being a little touchy right now.
A little. Oh, yeah, there. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm going to barf.
Okay, well, so much for that idea. Oh, wait a minute. No, wait.
No,
wait.
Donnie.
Yeah, we both did. She went...
Okay,
oh,
so this is, these,
yes.
are, these are these are the two 20-somethings that
Marge Gunderson is interviewing for some clues.
In the bar. Here we go.
Money.
Yeah, we both did. She went to college, too.
I went to Normandale for about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's where we met.
But I dropped out, though.
Yeah, she dropped.
Yeah.
So where are you girls from?
Chaska.
Le Sueur. But I went to high school in White Bear Lake.
Go Bears.
Okay.
Bookie.
I want you to tell me what these fellas look like.
Well, the little guy, he was kind of funny looking.
In what way?
I don't know, just funny looking.
Can you be any more specific?
I couldn't really say. He wasn't circumcised.
Was he funny looking apart from that?
Yeah.
So, you were having sex with a little fella then?
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else you can tell me about him?
No. Like I say, he was funny looking. More than most people, even.
What about the other fella?
He was a little older. You know, he looked like the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But maybe I'm saying that, you know, because he smoked a lot of Marlboros.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a subconscious type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're going to the Twin Cities now.
Is that helpful to you?
Oh, you betcha, of course. Yeah. That was Frances McDormand playing Marge Gunderson, who is one of my favorite movie characters of all time.
Yeah, she won the Oscar for that
She
role.
Won the Oscar for that role. Fantastic. So Lori and Julia are on their way back to Minneapolis. Fingers crossed. I mean, I am assuming that they will be back for tomorrow's show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ready to tell.
No problem.
Yeah, they are going to be telling tales not only of their experiences in Los Angeles over the weekend covering the SAG Awards, but they'll also be able to tell us about their journey from Minneapolis to Fargo to Minneapolis and back. So, whew, Donnie's speechless.
One for the ages.
One for the ages.
For sure. Now, did you want to, as we continue to entertain people that are stuck in their vehicles, Shepherd Road.
Yes.
That's bad, too. This woman that I spoke to.
Is that in St. Paul?
In St. Paul, yeah. And she was stuck on Shepherd Road, and she got to a certain point on Shepherd Road, and they made her turn around.
Oh, because it's that bad.
Yeah.
Well, we were getting updates from, oh, goodness. Okay, so I just got a text from one Lori.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Well, she just texted it to me.
Oh.
She says the following.
Okay.
So trapped.
Oh, they're still trapped.
So trapped. So that comes to us courtesy.
What time was that?
5:05. So that just happened. So 5:05 p.m.
Oh,
Lori Bergini just texted me. So
there were a lot of O's following
trapped.
The S. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And, you know, we did talk at the 4 o'clock hour to our colleague Bradley Trainer here at MyTalk 107.1. And he said, you know, it is pretty tough out there. He said that the issue is that people are just stuck everywhere. They haven't had an opportunity to plow a lot the roads because the snow is still coming down. It's pretty white out there. Obviously, if you're on the road, you're like, duh, of course it's like that. Bradley said the problem isn't that, you know, it might be your vehicle. If you have a nice, cool truck or something like that with all-wheel drive, the problem is the tiny vehicles are stuck and that they're blocking the road. So I hope that you're driving safely in this snowmageddon 2018. I think that we're all calling that right now. I also did get a text from somebody who was expecting to see a White Walker out there from Game of Thrones. So maybe if you do see one of those, please alert us to any White Walker sightings.
Nice, yep. Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Jenny from IKEA says we shut her down.
Jenny from IKEA. Yeah, so the IKEA at the Mall of America is shut down. Yeah. I feel like everything is shut down. Donnie, I didn't go grocery shopping last night.
You know, I kind of scolded you about this.
So I'm kind of panicking.
You knew what the forecast was. I made a point of gassing up the car, getting the groceries yesterday because I knew what was coming. You knew what was coming. What were you doing? Were you lying around on your butt all day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
and
Donnie, I was lying on my butt all day, and now I'm going to have to eat some weird old can of tuna in the back of my cupboard.
Oh, well.
I know.
Okay,
Pity me, lesson learned. Well, I'm assuming that only because if IKEA is closed at the Mall of America, I can imagine that many other businesses are closing as well. Yeah. Ooh, all right, well, be safe out there, everyone. Like Kenny said in the last traffic update, that this storm is pretty incredible and that the traffic is pretty insane. And I am looking outside of the window in the studio. Our studio is on the border of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And it is Game of Thrones outside.
Yeah.
Total Game of Thrones.
Yeah. We haven't had one like this in a while.
No, we haven't had one like this in a while. And I know in southern Minnesota, just do
it's
not
worse.
Leave. Yeah, it is blizzard conditions down in southern Minnesota. So we want everyone to be safe. All right, let's get back to some of these Razzie nominations because I like talking bad movies.
All right. Razzies go to the worst acting jobs and movies. Mm-hmm. Worst actor, Tom Cruise, The Mummy, Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Jamie Dornan, 50 Shades Darker, Zac Efron and Baywatch, and Mark Wahlberg got two nominations, Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers The Last Night.
Oh, God. Can you even believe that they made a sequel to Daddy's Home?
I can because they make money, those movies. I don't think they cost a lot to make.
I bet they cost a lot of make, in as much as Mark Wahlberg isn't working for cheap on those movies.
Well, that's true.
Oh,
yeah. And
okay.
We don't know how they play overseas. I don't know.
I can't
answer that. You know, I didn't see any. The only one I saw was Tom Cruise in The Mummy. And all I can say is it was Tom Cruise being action hero Tom Cruise, which we've seen him do in many movies.
He's pretty good at it.
You know, it was, if you go back and watch, you know, War of the Worlds from many years ago, it's the same guy.
That's fine. Tom Cruise plays Tom Cruise.
You know, and he's in real life.
In the movies. Like,
he is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he is Tom Cruise.
Right. There is no separation between what you see in the screen and what he is in real life.
So weird.
So those are your nominees there. Would you to do the worst supporting actors for us?
Yeah. So we've got double nominee. Javier Bardem for Mother and Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Russell Crowe for The Mummy, where he played Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right?
Yes. And that was bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was just bad. Oh,
yeah.
Our North Dakota guy, Josh Duhamel, Transformers, The Last Night. Mel Gibson got a job in Hollywood. I have no idea how, but he is nominated for Daddy's Home 2 and Anthony Hopkins, double nominee for Collide and Transformers The Last Night.
I don't recall the movie Collide, do you?
No, I don't at all.
Collide?
Yeah.
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, it's not a bad cast. What was it about? An American backpacker gets involved with a ring of drug smugglers as their driver, though he winds up on the run from his employers across Cologne on the high-speed Autobahn.
Ooh, sounds exciting. All right. I do want to get to worst supporting actress, Kim Basinger for 50 Shades Darker. Sophia Boutella for The Mummy, Laura Haddock, Transformers, Goldie Hawn, Snatch, and Susan Sarandon, A Bad Mom's Christmas.
As far as Sofia Boutella, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what she was supposed to do. She was the mummy.
What are you supposed to do? Mummies don't talk.
Well, no, she talked.
But she was a mummy.
Yeah, but she becomes reanimated.
Okay.
And then, so anyway.
Anyway, sounds riveting.
You know, Goldie Hawn, the problem with the movie Snatched and with Amy Schumer, the mom and their mom and daughter, and they go on this trip to Costa Rica and they get involved with drug dealers.
Is it just like a one-off joke kind of movie?
It is. But I would have to say, in Goldie Hawn's defense, they gave her nothing to work with here. Instead of, you know, Amy Schumer got all the funny lines. They really didn't give Goldie anything to do.
It was just like, all hey, Goldie's
was,
here.
All she did was, you know, sort of whine and complain as the protective mother. And you know, that wasn't her fault. She had nothing to do.
Okay, so but she doesn't deserve the nomination, is what you're saying, for the Razzie,
so.
Donnie.
I wouldn't put it.
All right,
there.
Finally, worst director, Donnie's favorite human being, Darren Aronofsky, is nominated for Mother. Michael Bay for Transformers last night. James Foley, 50 Shades Darker. Alex Kurtzman for The Mummy. And finally, Anthony Leonidas for The Emoji Movie. Did you know, Donnie, before we go to break, because we got to get to Elizabeth Reese and the Dirt Alert, that The Emoji Movie was selected to be the first movie shown for a public screening in 35 years in the country of Saudi Arabia. Hmm. They chose The Emoji Movie. I feel like that was a tactic so they don't have to show movies for another 35 years. So those were the nominees for the annual Razzie Awards. Those will be given out in February, usually like the weekend before the Oscars.
Yes.
Or right just before. So we have Elizabeth Reese with the Dirt Alert. She is giving us all the latest from Hollywood when we get back here on My Talk 107.1. But before we go to break, I think we should give away that prize, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Let me just let you know what it is. It is a pair of tickets to go on Sunday. So keep that in mind. It's a pair of tickets for this Sunday for the Super Bowl experience at the convention center. And I'm sure it'd be a very fun time.
Fun.
So give me a call, 651-641-1071, and caller 7 will get those tickets.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Good evening, Elizabeth Reese. Are you safe and sound and ready to give us some dirt?
I am. I'm in the Dirt Alert bunker, and I made it here okay.
Good.
So
good.
That was a positive. But
All right,
this is an old-timey blizzard. I like it.
Oh my gosh, isn't it?
It just makes me so happy that I have an array of winter boots to choose from.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful thing. Everyone, do your boot inventory and make sure you maximize your wearage of them. Let's get to some dirt, you guys. So, Bill Cosby, there are a couple of headlines with him today. Jury selection has been happening. It's going to start March 29th. We're getting an update in what's happening in the suburban Philadelphia County, where he is accused of drugging and molesting a woman in 2004. So his first trial had jurors from the Pittsburgh area, about 300 miles away. That trial ended in a mistrial when they couldn't reach a verdict after 5 days of deliberation. So now they're going to seek a local jury for the retrial in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. This is scheduled for April 2nd. And Cosby's former lawyers wanted a jury from a different county because the case was an issue with the local district attorney's race.
Mm-hmm.
So last time it took 3 days to select 12 jurors, 6 alternates. We will see what happens. He has pleaded not guilty and remains free on $1 million bail, Bill Cosby.
Ugh.
He's going to return to the stage before this retrial.
Oh, really?
He is going to honor Tony Williams tonight at the La Rosa Jazz Club in his hometown of Philadelphia. He's going to perform a special comedy concert as well. You know what's odd is if you follow Bill Cosby on Twitter, he tweets like none of this has ever happened.
Really? Oh, yeah, so his Twitter account is still active?
Oh my gosh, totally active. He just tweeted like, I saw it was him having a conversation with another guy. I mean, it was him in the barbershop, like having a conversation with somebody. It's
very bizarre.
Oh my gosh,
Elizabeth, you are right. And there he is in his Hello Friend sweatshirt,
right?
Talking to an old friend about records.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah, well, and I think that he's becoming more cavalier about his public persona again.
For sure.
I think yesterday he was seen walking around town, I think grabbing some coffee in full Philadelphia Eagles gear for last night's game.
100%. Yeah. There were headlines saying Bill Cosby comes home to Philly to support the Eagles, stopped by a little bakery. It's just a strange thing.
Ugh.
I mean, you know, I think
I wish that you hadn't told me about Bill Cosby's Twitter account, because now I'm looking
now
at it.
Now you're going to want to look at it.
No, well, now I'm just like, oh, how tone deaf can he be? Oh, right. Wait. Oh, there he is. There he is. There
how
he
tone
is.
Deaf can he be? Very, very tone deaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's yeah. fascinating. He's mm-hmm. 80 years old. Ugh. So anyway,
okay,
there he is.
Yep. Zach Galifianakis saying that Louis C.K. grosses him out.
Ah.
You know, Louis C.K. co-created Baskets
yes.
with Zach Galifianakis.
Right. Yeah.
And Louis C.K. has, of course, admitted that the sexual misconduct accusations against him were true. And Zach said it was so disruptive in a harmful way to so many people. We just kind of put our heads down and worked on the new season. And then Vulture magazine says, their reporter says that Zach Galifianakis looked like he was holding back tears.
Aww.
He paused and he said, this is the poison of celebrity culture. The fact that someone can just think that because they're loved, they can do what they want. It grosses me out.
Mm. Yeah. And I can imagine Zach holding back the tears in as much as like, this is his show. And to have Louis C.K.'s gross and disgusting behavior disrupt his livelihood and the livelihood of the crew and yeah. working on
and
the show.
And our buddy Louis.
And Louis Anderson, who does fantastic work on that show, won yeah. an Emmy for it. Mm-hmm. It's just, it goes to show how disruptive this behavior is in our culture and how deep it goes.
Yeah, you're totally right. FX Productions canceled its overall deal with Louis C.K.'s production company, and then he was removed from his role as executive producer on Baskets, Better Things, and then the show One Mississippi. But Baskets does return to FX for season 3 tomorrow.
Good.
So you can watch for that.
I think it's a very good show.
It's
very
smart.
I really enjoy it.
And very funny, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a couple of dueling headlines about the Jenner Kardashian and Calvin Klein ads. So I thought I would share these
man.
With you.
All right.
Are these new ads? I'm not aware of this.
So it's a new ad campaign. It's for Calvin Klein. Donnie, have you not seen it today?
I haven't. I should take a look.
Okay.
I guess,
you need to follow Kim's Snap Stories, Donnie.
I don't follow Kim. Sorry.
Well,
it's a photo of all of the girls. So Courtney, Chloe, Kim, and then Kendall and Kylie Jenner. They're all wearing Calvin Klein undergarments, and they're all laying on this red and white quilt. And Kylie has strategically covered her midsection and is kind of curled over to cover the baby bump is what everybody is saying.
Oh,
you know, that's the deal. So it's pretty funny because like the headline from Page Six, the Kardashian Jenner Calvin Klein campaign is ridiculous. And then the Us Weekly one is pregnant Kylie Jenner kept covered up in new Calvin Klein ad and fans took notice.
Well, of course. I mean, the woman is pregnant. I think that we all know that by now, right?
Well, plus any opportunity that a Kardashian or Jenner has to show as much skin as humanly possible. One would never cover oneself up with a quilt if you were not with
I'm
child.
No. Yeah,
it's not that it was breezy in the studio. That is a strategic quilt.
Or you wanted to leave something to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
Who's the blonde? Which one is that?
That's Chloe in that picture.
Oh,
Chloe's the blonde.
Okay. And she's holding her hand on her tummy.
Because
she's pregnant.
Okay,
pregnant and she has announced that publicly.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Donnie's not running out to go and buy Calvin Klein underwear after the show.
And Kim is always in the middle.
Yeah, of course.
Always in the middle.
Yes.
Hey, you guys, Princess Eugenie got engaged. Isn't this joyful for her?
Which one is she again?
She's the sister of Beatrice.
Oh, the sister of Beatrice.
Yes.
It's Fergie's daughter,
Sarah Ferguson, who is always bringing scandal upon the royal house. Fergie and Andrew have two girls, Eugenie and Beatrice, and Eugenie got engaged. So she had a dazzling pink sapphire engagement ring.
Oh, that's nice. I hope he has a nice trust fund and he's well connected, some kind of...
They've been together since they were in their fancy school. So yes, Holly, I am sure that is the case.
And all is well in the universe
all
of the royals.
Well. All right, drive carefully, my loves.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth.
In my...
Let's talk about sex.
I threw it in.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex.
Well, Laurie and Julia are somewhere in Fargo, but we're going to keep things normal just a little bit here on the Laurie and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. I'm Holly. I'm here with Dondi, and we're going to awkwardly stumble our way through a little Sex Monday.
Because Laurie would want us to. Laurie texted me 12 minutes ago. This is all she said. Fargo, as we know, is a dangerous town.
Oh.
I have no idea what that means.
You know, honestly, Donnie, I don't either, but I'm going to assume that she is experiencing some things and she will be here tomorrow to tell us all about their adventures from L.A. to Minneapolis to Fargo, back to Minneapolis. But Let's continue with our Sex Monday adventures.
All right, we'll give it a try, okay?
Give it the old college try. Now, we're keeping things a little PG here on Sex Monday because we have relationship news. Lori's not here. We're not going to talk about,
The gel that you can put on your guy's hoo-ha to contraceptive.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Did they talk about it last week?
I think they did talk about it at one time.
I'm all for it. Look, if men can participate in the contraceptive experience, all the better. It's not just on us women.
Fine.
Fine, okay then. Geez. Okay, you have an opinion.
All right, here we go. Let's just muddle it. We'll muddle our way through this.
Yeah.
Here are five signs you're in a toxic relationship. Now, interestingly enough, and don't take it personally, they are using she.
Okay.
She for the behavior.
For the pronouns.
All
right. So this is specifically aimed at women. If you're doing these things, you're in a toxic relationship.
Right. Or
men. If you're experiencing these things, then you're in a toxic relationship.
Exactly.
Okay.
So here we go. She makes you feel badly about yourself. This person loves to find everything that is wrong with you and tell you what you're wearing, your weight, what you say, what you do. Their goal is to bring you down, or she competes with you. She wants you to know her kids are more successful than your kids. So this could be just a friendship, obviously, it doesn't have to be.
Oh, so we're in the friend zone here. So this isn't necessarily a romantic relationship.
Yep.
Well, I mean, sometimes though, Donnie, you have to call it like it is. I had a boyfriend who kept on wearing old t-shirts from middle school, and we were in our mid-20s, and he would wear these out in public, and I just finally had enough, so I just took that shirt and I hid it conveniently away.
I'm surprised it would still fit him.
Yeah, apparently he was a tall guy. He wore this stupid middle school soccer t-shirt, and I was like, look, you have to grow up. I can't handle it. So you know what you do when something that your partner does bugs you? You passive-aggressively get rid of the situation, and then you hide it. Right. And you're like, oh, I don't know where that t-shirt went.
Have you seen my t-shirt?
Oh, goodness.
No, I don't have any idea where it is. Okay. All right, the next one is she brings lots of drama. She needs you for everything and right away, too. Calling and texting you multiple times a day, and if you don't answer or can't answer, she texts you 57 times.
Oh, yeah, you can't have that.
She gets angry over tiny things and often has some terrible situation that she needs to be bailed out of. She moans and groans and complains about everyone and everything, and of course, it's always someone else's fault.
Oh, of course. Well, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Deflecting and blaming and also being really clingy. That's a little codependent there.
You don't need that. Good.
No Klingons. Those are only for Windows.
And this would apply to a friend or a romantic relationship.
Yeah, that's right. We're still in the friend zone here. Yes. We're still in the friend zone.
She betrays your trust, and usually not just once. This is often a deal breaker. You trust her with your personal truths, vulnerabilities, thoughts, and she tells someone else about them and you find out.
Ooh.
That's never, you can't betray a trust.
Well, no, I feel like that's relationship 101, no matter who you're with, a friend, family, anything.
I think in a situation like this, when you confront them about betraying a trust, they might, as an excuse, say, well, I didn't think you'd mind if I told so-and-so since she's your friend, too.
No, that's the worst. Did you speak that from personal experience?
No, I'm just, I can just hear it.
No.
No, what's the big deal? I didn't think you'd mind if I told her. No,
well, those are the people that you don't tell. You tell the stranger at the grocery store. You tell the person that you're sitting next to on the bus. Those are the people that you can tell because they're never going to know who the heck you're talking about. But you can't tell things like that to friends.
The person on the bus then gets up and moves to another seat.
And then that works out perfectly, Donnie, because I'm antisocial and a hermit, and then I get the whole space to myself.
First of all, that's not true. You're not antisocial and a hermit. Just stop. You're perfectly social.
You don't know, Donnie.
I do know. I know you well enough. We've worked together long enough.
No!
You dread seeing her. When you do, she drains you. When you're relieved,
no.
When she leaves, you find yourself getting knots in your stomach, sometimes a headache when you know you have to see her or afterward. And when she leaves, you breathe a sigh of relief.
Okay, well, that's a no-brainer. And when you have reached that level, you know that your relationship is totally over with anybody. Yeah. Because the great thing is that we can move on to other relationships. If the person makes you feel physically ill when you see them, then you know it's over.
Yeah.
Like, that's just... Like when the person just makes you like, I mean, haven't you ever been in a relationship like that where you just reach the end and you look at the person?
Not like that.
Oh, really?
No,
because I have.
No.
You just look at them.
Well, you've had a lot of sucky relationships, haven't you?
I mean, I've been around the block, Donnie. Let's just say I have been around the block.
Okay.
And you look at them and you're like, I can't stand the way that you breathe.
Oh, dear.
That means it's done.
Number five, she's self-centered. Everything is about her. You meet on her schedule, on her terms. She only offers to help when you don't need it, but demands your help at any time. She has no empathy and doesn't understand your feelings because she can't.
I hope that these signs would reveal themselves early on in the relationship and that you'd be able to read so that you're not 4 years down the line. I mean, because these things are just awful. These are just people.
Do not put up with any of these behaviors.
No, you are wonderful. You are great. And
yes,
you deserve the person that is great in your life.
Absolutely. So now here are some keys to a lasting relationship. Okay, number one, stop thinking you can do better. A lot of couples break up because one person decides they could upgrade if they wanted to, but then they usually realize they're older than they used to be and dating is harder than they remember.
Ooh, sick burn. Well, oh my gosh.
And you know who you are. Yeah. You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone, right? That's
yes.
The famous phrase.
The Joni Mitchell song.
Yes, that's right. It's from a Joni Mitchell song.
Yes, sampled by Janet Jackson.
Big Yellow Taxi.
Yes.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yeah. Think of Joni, people.
Yep. Decide your relationship is more important than your individual needs. In other words, you're together because you truly believe you're stronger as a whole. And you're not just with them because they're attractive or make more money.
Yeah, money goes away and looks fade.
Yep.
Love is eternal.
Well,
it's true.
Good job, professor.
Thank you. Namaste. Okay.
Don't let conflicts fester. When you fight or disagree on something, talk it out, because if you just ignore it, you'll resent each other. And don't just try to win every argument. Try to resolve them so you both feel better by the end.
Oh.
That's an important one.
Well, that's an important one. In my infinite wisdom of bad failed relationships, Donnie, I can tell you that I've learned the lesson that you have to be direct with how you feel, and you have to express it soon, and you have to express it often, even if it's awkward, because then you'll just feel resentful towards the person, and then you won't be able to stand the way that they breathe, and then your relationship devolves.
Sarah, I feel like this is a counseling session for you.
Donnie, I just don't want my experiences to have been in vain.
Okay.
This is wisdom. Wisdom corner. Sex wisdom.
Lastly, and I love this one, make each other laugh as much as possible. It's even more important when things get really stressful. If you can make each other laugh and relieve some of that stress, you can end up connecting on an even deeper level. And I wholeheartedly recommend making each other laugh as much as possible.
You can't be with a person who doesn't vibe on your sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, if you have two different senses of humor, like somebody's into physical comedy and you're not, and somebody's into intellectual comedy and you're not, I mean, it's just never going to work. It just never will work.
Yep. I couldn't agree more.
If you like the Three Stooges and they like the Marx Brothers, I mean, you got some serious things that you need to talk about. Yeah. If they can't. Yeah, that is true. That is a litmus test, Donnie. I go out, ask your significant other, do you like Three Stooges? Do you like Marx Brothers? Okay, there's some valuable information there on our PG version of Sex Monday.
Well, I hope we have helped in some small way to all of you who are still fighting your way through traffic.
Oh, my goodness.
Time for us to go. We got something. We'll maybe do headlines next as we...
let's do our favorite headline. Let's wrap up this dog and pony show here. What the heck? You're listening to Lori and Julia on My Talk 107.1.
Are you ready for it?
We're wrapping up this special edition of the Lori and Julia Show on MyTalk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We're streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. I say special because Lori and Julia have been gone today. They are stuck in Fargo, North Dakota. Their flight was rerouted. They tried to make it home from Los Angeles this morning from the SAG Awards. Unfortunately, they were rerouted back to Fargo. Then they were hanging out in the cockpit of an airplane. And then I don't know whether or not they're flying it, or maybe they've been given some kind of special flight attendant job. Well, anyways, they're somewhere in the Midwest region right now.
Somewhere between here and Fargo.
Right. Somewhere between here and Fargo. Yeah. And I am positive that they're going to have many, many stories to tell, not only of their weekend in Los Angeles at the SAG Awards, but of their adventures today. And we wish everyone a safe journey home this afternoon. It is a pretty epic rush hour drive, but it does seem like some traffic is moving. I'm looking at the traffic right now.
Yeah, that's 694 eastbound at Main Street is actually moving pretty well. That's just one road. We don't know.
That's just one.
I don't know what the traffic situation in St. Paul is, as we've mentioned, is because there's a Wild game tonight.
There's a Wild game tonight, right?
It's going to be dicey, trying to get in there and the parking. And it's not going to be canceled as far as I know. They got to play the darn game, but. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, boy. Yeah. Oh. So it's crazy, but be safe out there. And thank you so much for hanging out with myself, Holly, and Donnie this afternoon. It's been a crazy one. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't necessarily have a favorite headline of the day, Donnie.
That's all right.
We can just cruise through some of the headlines today.
A couple of things we didn't get to, and this is from the Daily Mail. That's a UK paper, and we go there to the Daily Mail a lot.
They love the Daily Mail.
They have a lot of juicy stuff. They refer to it as a tabloid, but whatever. They're reporting that Scarlett Johansson is negotiating for a standalone Black Widow movie. Black Widow, part of the Avengers? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Negotiating for a standalone Black Widow movie, a $25 million payday.
I say, Scarlett Johansson, get yours. However, I don't necessarily know if there's an appetite for a standalone Black Widow movie that is that big. Okay. I think that probably some people would want to see it because she is part of the Avengers universe, and it would be nice to have a female character have her own title. So, yay, in that aspect, cool. But... sure, why not? Scarlett Johansson, go ahead, get yourself some.
Which would most likely be the biggest salary ever paid to a woman for a single movie. She'd probably get a producing credit, which means that she would also pull down even more money.
That's right. Well, Scarlett, go get yours. You deserve it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Disgraced anchor Matt Lauer has been kicked out of his Hamptons home by his furious wife.
It's taken this long, Donnie, for her to kick him out of the house.
Annette Roque has forced him out of the Hamptons estate they shared with their three kids, one of whom is away at college. He is staying at another house nearby out east so he can continue to spend time with the kids. He owns a $36 million compound in North Haven, a house in Sag Harbor, and a 40-acre horse farm in Watermill.
Jeez! So he's a land baron out in the Hamptons.
Yeah. She has not yet filed for divorce, but Page Six says it's likely to happen soon.
Well, of course it's going to happen soon. She's just lawyering up and making sure that she can get the best deal possible. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
Gwyneth Paltrow's engagement ring is probably a big sapphire.
It's really beautiful, Donnie. It is really beautiful.
Is there something wrong with it being a sapphire, not a diamond?
No. I think that some people were speculating that it was a giant blue diamond. However, I thought it was a sapphire, which is totally okay. Engagement rings don't have to be diamond. Okay. Secret is that diamond engagement rings were made up to sell more diamonds. Hello.
Oh, okay.
What else do we have? Very nice ring, and I like it very much.
Kate Hudson. And you can go online to see the fashions on the red carpet of the SAG Awards. But Kate Hudson... in a Valentino something or other at the SAG Awards was definitely the worst dress of the evening.
Oh my gosh. You guys have to check this out at mytalk1071.com. I saw it out of the corner of my eye last night or early this morning, and I wasn't paying too much attention to her dress specifically. And I was like, oh, woof, that is fug. And then you look at it close up and you didn't think it could get worse, but then it did. So it's this Valentino dress. It's Pepto-Bismol pink. It has tons of ruffles, floor-length ruffles, with a bow around her waist and a neck that is goes up, neckline that goes all the way up to her face, that's black lace. And then the details on it, Donnie, they're little black hearts. It is so fugly. I can't really even stand it.
It looks like a combination prom, maid of honor, House on the Prairie
prom
dress.
From like 1979. Yeah. And even then it would have been considered super ugly. Kate Hudson, you're a beautiful woman. You can do better than this. Woof. Mm. Then I also read a blind item that she got her lip injections done too soon and that it caused problems with her talking. I digress.
I don't know what you want to make about this. We need to discuss whether Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri deserves all of the major awards it's gotten so
far. Yeah, this is really interesting. And I haven't seen this movie, and I don't think you have either, Donnie, right?
I have not.
So I remember when this movie first came out in October, it got decidedly mixed reviews, and some people didn't like the way that Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri handled the story, quite frankly. People were saying it was really severe, I think. And, you know, severe. I can't speak on it because I haven't seen the movie. But what I'm saying is that there were mixed reviews when it first came out. And to me, it was shocking when I read the Friday before the Golden Globes that someone predicted that this movie was going to win it all. And I was like, oh, okay. So for somehow, some way, this movie has caught the award show bug. And that people are really galvanizing themselves behind this and are really championing it. And it's fascinating. And I'll have to judge for myself. And I do remember that this movie is going to start streaming on Amazon Prime, I believe, in mid-February. So we'll be able to judge for ourselves without having to leave home.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And once a movie starts, you know, snowballing.
Yeah.
Bad choice of words today.
It's too soon, Donnie.
You know that it's, you know, I mean, it had to have some effect on Oscar voting. Now, most of those votes are in already because the nominations, did you say tomorrow?
The Oscar nominations are happening tomorrow, if I'm to believe what's coming through on my phone.
And I expect not a single surprise.
No. I don't think so either. Yeah.
What else do we have? Real quickly, we mentioned this on Friday. Let's mention it again. Actor Paul Bettany may be the next Prince Philip on season 3 of The Crown, perfect or nope?
I'm okay with this.
I'm fine with it.
I don't think that's a controversial choice whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to season 3 of The Crown.
It's not official yet, but I guess they're in serious talks with him.
All right, we'll talk away.
Ed Sheeran, he's 26. He's engaged to his childhood friend, Cherry Seaborn. She is 24.
Oh, and isn't that cute? And you said you want to stop making music when you're 30 years old, Ed Sheeran. Check back with us in 4 years when you're actually 30 years old and see how you feel about that. Yeah. But mazel to them. That's great. It's a cute love story, isn't it?
And lastly, is Us Weekly, consider the source. Is Meghan Markle vetoing Harry's exes from the wedding guest list?
Well, why would she want to invite his exes to the wedding anyways? Ay, ay, ay. All right. Well, that is it. Put a fork in us. We are done today. It's Holly. It's Donnie on the Lori and Julia Show. Be safe driving. Lori and Julia are on their way back to Minneapolis as we speak. They'll be back tomorrow to share all of their adventures with you.